What is going on, everybody? What up, Frank? How's everybody doing today? I hope everybody's doing super, super well. I'm doing all right. Doing all right over here. Just put up some new lights for outside. Yeah, you guys can probably hear. I got a little grog in the voice. I don't know why my sinuses are just unrelenting.
I'm pissed now!
But I'm pissed now. I can't get rid of the sinuses. I started doing neti pots. Ordered a neti pot. I was doing that shit. And then I looked up. I'll probably be clearing my throat a lot today. Pause. But just got the neti pot thing, and then I was looking it up, and it's like there's a risk of getting a brain-eating amoeba, so that didn't get me super pumped on that anymore. I think the solution to this, I have a feeling I'm going to need to get tubes in my ears again. I had them when I was real little. But I've never had an ear be clogged for the amount of time that my ear has been clogged. It's going on like 2 months now. I maybe longer. I don't know. But yeah, dude, fucking sucks. That sucks. And I keep getting, you know, sinus issues, which all that stuff's connected. That's why you go to ENT, ear, nose, throat. It's all connected. So I'm wondering if maybe whatever's going on with this ear is what's causing me to keep getting these reoccurring, like, sinus bullshit. Or maybe it's just the time of year, and maybe I need to be on, like, some allergy medicine now because I'm a pussy. Don't know, but it sucks. So, yeah, man, that's where I'm at, dude. I still can't hear out of one ear. I mean, I can hear, but like it feels like my ear has just been clogged with water for, I don't know, man. I feel defeated with this sinus bullshit. But yeah, dude, I got some new lights to put outside, so that's fun. You know, on our little patio. I got about 14 of them out there now. Jen is not super stoked on the amount of lights, but here's the deal. I ordered 10 of them. I got nothing today. I'm just low energy. I'm upset about my sinuses. I'm upset that I'll probably have to get tubes because I've been doing the nasal spray shit. Nothing's helping. The neti pot decongests me for 5 minutes. But again, now I found out that there's a risk of getting a brain-eating amoeba from them. So don't know how much I want to do that anymore. So whatever, dude. We're talking lights now. Patio lights. I ordered 10. One or two of them, like, wasn't charging. They're solar-powered, and they weren't charging. They weren't turning on, so I just messaged the seller. I'm like, hey, I don't want to do a return. I want to keep the lights, but a couple of them aren't working. Are you able to just send me a couple replacements? Can you send me like 2 or 3 replacements in case one of those don't work? Guy's like, yeah, sure. Didn't hear anything. Motherfucker sent me a whole new box of them. That's customer service. That was cool of him. That was real cool because people don't do that shit. Usually, you want to return, they're like, want proof that they didn't sell you something fucked up. Like, I buy cards pretty regularly, and sometimes the card that you see in the picture doesn't match the card that they send you. Not like that it's a different card, but the condition of it. And, like, usually trying to deal with people when you're like, look, dude, the card you sent me isn't the card. I got pictures of it. They're like, you could have easily just taken a picture of a different card. And I'm like, okay, why would I do that? So usually, like, to have a return, even in stores, it's like you got to jump through hoops. You're like, they take your tag off. If you took the tag off, you're done. You're done here, buddy. And, yeah, dude. So every now and then when you get good customer service, you remember that shit. That's a little tip to anybody out there that wants to start a business. You remember really bad service and you remember really good service. Usually you don't remember it at all. But if you know, like sometimes you get blown away. You're like, holy shit, that waiter is on top of their shit. They're giving me refills before my drink's even halfway gone. And then sometimes you're like, buddy, I've been chewing ice because I'm so thirsty over here. And you ain't getting around to it. And another thing that needs to be said, and I know people talk about it all the time, but like tipping has gotten ridiculous. Can we just talk about tipping for a while? Like, you go to any coffee place and they are so excited to like the tip option. You have to like bypass it or you're going to look like an asshole. Sometimes I'm just like, fuck it. I'm going to look like the asshole here. Cause it shouldn't be on me. I guess there's two ways to look at it. Part of it is like, if you don't have the money, don't go out. But, and I'm not talking about like restaurants, for sure tip people. For sure tip. But there's like certain, like, I won't be shocked if I go to Taco Bell and they ask me to tip them. And it's like, I shouldn't be responsible for that. You should just be making enough money that you don't need to ask me for a tip. Like, these businesses make enough money to just pay their people and not have the consumer feel like they're responsible for them getting paid. That might sound fucked up, but like, I think I'm onto something. So usually, like, lately, I'm not tipping for coffees. I was a barista, bitch. I know how easy that shit is. Sometimes when it's like crazy packed, if you go to a Starbucks and the line is wrapped around the fucking corner and you want to tip them to make their day a little bit better, for sure do it. But you shouldn't feel obligated to tip these motherfuckers when making coffee is not that hard. I did it. I'm telling you, as somebody that did that shit, it's not hard. Sometimes when it's busy, that's overwhelming and you get anxious and shit. Sometimes you just gotta be like a duck, let that shit wash right off you. You know? But for the most part, dude, making coffees, especially at Starbucks, everything's a syrup. Like, yeah, you gotta steam milk different ways sometimes. You gotta steam certain milks or make like foam and shit. But it's not like you're pressing buttons. It's not like backbreaking work. You should tip your plumber. Because, like, they're doing shit you couldn't do. Tip a tattoo artist. No, don't even tip a tattoo artist. The first tattoo I got, I tipped them a bunch. Because I was like, oh, that's just what you do. Like, you tip them a bunch. But now, I called to get an estimate on a tattoo that, this is actually very recently, by the way. I called to get an estimate for a tattoo that I want to get. I told them the dimensions, told them the color ink, told them the size I wanted. And they were like, I might actually still have the text. And just for instance, the other tattoo I have, the Hic et Nunc, which means here and now in Latin, that was 50 or 60. I think it was 60. And I gave the girl a $10 tip. You know, because tattoos on you forever. Like, you want it to be good. But this tattoo that I just sent to get an estimate for, you're probably looking at 110 plus tax for like a 1.5 inch long tattoo. Like very small. 110 plus tax. And then for the artist to expect a tip for that? That doesn't make sense to me. I know tattoos can be expensive, but like, what? What are we doing here? And then the issue is like, yeah, you don't want to go to somebody that's too cheap. Like I saw, like if I didn't see the girl's work that I went to for my small tattoo, I probably wouldn't have gone to her because it was so cheap. But I was like, yeah, that's reasonable. Like that's what I would expect that tattoo to cost. The one on my back, it's like fairly big. It's like a medium-sized tattoo. I think it was $100. And it's big. Like, much bigger than the one that I'm trying to get. I don't know. Maybe that's just like the... And the other thing, I guess, could be like, maybe that's the minimum for that place. Maybe like to go in there and to get a tattoo, it starts at 110. But that doesn't kind of make sense either, because for sure, just go to a different place. I don't know. I should. I kind of just deaded the conversation after that. I should be like, is 110 the minimum or what? Because it doesn't. I don't know. But no, I don't think anyone cares about that. Do you guys care about home decor stuff? Because I bought. Because I got these hooks for some frames that I wanted to put up. So that's cool. That's that. Like, you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you get a picture frame and it doesn't have anything to, like, hook onto the nail or the screw or whatever you're using to hold it. The frame didn't have anything, so I had to buy a little bracket. You know, the little bracket with the little teeth on it. So I could hang it, and I hung it, and let me tell you guys, fucking cool. Cool, dude. Cool story, John. I got nothing, man. I thought I did an episode this week, and I know I didn't, and sometimes you gotta do shit that you don't want to do in life. And one thing that I don't want to do is let Frank down. So what I had to do was something I didn't want to do, which was record a podcast. So here we are. We're like not even halfway through. And I'm running out of words. I only have so many words in my mouth. And I'm running out of them. Oh, guys, I bought these little... I'm actually going to... After I'm done with this little, my last batch that I bought of plant medicine, after I'm done with this, I'm going to take a little break and see if these sinuses clear up. Maybe flooding my lungs and my throat and my nose with smoke is triggering these. I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me, but maybe that's what it is. So after this little batch, I'm going to take a little break. But I bought these little tiny, they're called dog walkers, little baby joints. They're so fun. They're so cute. They're like if you were allegedly like a little person and you had one of these dog walker joints, it's the perfect size. And then since I'm like a big person and I have these little ones, they're so cute. They're so cute in my fat fingered hands. It's like, I mean, that's what they're for. They're for like, if you take the dog on a walk here, like this little baby up because it's going to only take you the time it takes to walk the dog. And sometimes, here's another little dirty secret that I really like about them. Sometimes I don't even fill them all the way. Sometimes I only fill them like halfway. So I got this extra tiny little baby joint. You could put it wherever you want. Put it behind your ear. Throw it in a pocket or something. I don't know. I don't recommend that. But they're so convenient. You just pull them out. Just. Then you're having the best day ever. I will say, this last little bit of plant medicine I got may be the worst that I've ever had. So maybe that's why I got a sinus infection. It's like fucking, no one cares, but it's like almost damp. I don't know if you know this about plant medicine, but it shouldn't be damp. And I don't know, like maybe it wasn't like cured correctly. And I don't know. From this specific person, I just expect more. And really let me down this time. But, you know, that is what it is. You know, that's the world we're living in when you can't go to the store and buy it yet. So, you win some, you lose some. But yeah, I'm going to take a little break. Focus on my fitness. I've been focused on my fitness. And the fasting has been going well, dude. If I didn't do an episode this week, did I do an episode this week? I don't think so. I think I started the fasting last week. That means I've been going like 2 weeks of this shit, which is crazy. That means if I make it past 1 week solid of doing it, I should be good. Like I feel pretty fine. I've been doing, I shut it down. 6 is the latest that I've eaten in the past 2 weeks, I believe. No, I lied. The day that no. What the hell? Okay, I watched the UFC fights, and I did eat at like 11. But the next day, I don't think I ate. I didn't eat for a long time. Or maybe I just said, or maybe I just threw it up and was like, you know, I fucked this day up. But I don't think so. I think I waited at least 12 hours. No, it had to have been more than that. I think I waited 16. I don't think I ate the next day until like 4. And then I only had like a little bit. That's probably how it went. Because I've been pretty strict. Yeah, one day I said, fuck it. I'm watching the fights. I'm going to enjoy myself. That's what life's about, dude. You got to enjoy little things. Old John, you know, John from 3 weeks ago, if I'm hungry at 8 o'clock, I'm making something or getting a snack. This John, this past 2 week John, fuck that. Hell no. Discipline. Am I hungry? Yes. Am I going to eat? No. I shut that shit down. Don't even let that little bitch in my head get there. I'm the boss. I need to, that's one of the things that I want to work on. And I'm always trying to work on is my like self-discipline. And this is one thing that I can definitely control without, like, I don't know. Eating for me is an easier thing to control than like physical stuff. Like to stick to a workout and work out 6 days a week for, you know, an hour a day, whatever it is, that's tougher for me. Especially now because of what, like, you know, you get in your own head. You remember, like, I remember when Jenna and I first met and like the weight that I was doing, the intensity of those workouts that I had. I remember that, but I can't get like that motivation anymore for whatever reason. And so it's like, all right, if I can't at least if I can't get myself into the mode where like I want to work out until my fucking muscles feel like they're going to pop, then the very minimum I can do for myself is control the shit that I'm eating. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't really been eating too shitty. Like, trying to focus more on, like, whole foods. And, like, yesterday, I didn't... Like, I'm trying to think of what I ate yesterday. Oh, dude, I had avocado toast, and I had Jenna fry me an egg to throw on top of that shit. I'm like, hey, do you know how to fry an egg? And she's like, was that yesterday? I'm like, yeah, it was yesterday. I'm like, do you know how to fry an egg? She's like, yeah, I think. She never did that shit before, but she did it, and it was good as fuck, and I don't even like eggs. You know me, I'm Johnny No Likes Eggs. Papa No Eggs. But this piece of avocado toast was fucking egg-cellent. Yes, points. This avocado toast was egg-cellent, dude. It was so good. And then I had another piece of toast with a little bit of peanut butter and some bananas. And, like, that was my dinner. And I had that, like, 4 o'clock. Your boy's been... And, like, the other thing is, since I am pretty fat, like, you know, they're always like, no, you have to eat. You need to eat. And it's like, I don't really need to eat. Like, my body's going to take from my body what it needs. Maybe that's why I'm sick. Maybe the fasting, maybe my body's trying to, like, burn off the shit that is in my body. And it's like, we don't know. Like, there's so many years of Cheeto abuse in these, fuck, in your system that you're gonna get sick. They're like, dude, there is so much French fry in your body that it's impossible for you to not get sick. Maybe that's all it is, dude. Maybe this sickness is my body cleaning itself. It's science. Who needs a soundboard, dude? I'm the human soundboard. It's science. Yes, points. Oh, shit. Anyway, the point of this was like that the latest I eat now is 6 o'clock. And I feel proud to say that. Is it gonna get ruined Saturday, you're asking? Yeah, probably. Probably Saturday is probably gonna be one of those days where I go, whoops. You know? We have a big day on Saturday. We're going to do Topgolf in the morning. Maybe do like a lunch or something with her dad for his birthday. And then we have Vern and Davey's Shamrock Shindig. It's something like that. She's good with words. She's punny. Yes, points. I want that to be a thing with my friend group where anytime somebody says a good pun, the rest of the group goes, yes, points. Like from the, what video is that from? We gotta find it. Yes, points. Hold on.
Teamwork lights you up.
Nope. We don't want the ad. So we got to talk for 9 seconds so that this ad can go, so that we could get to the original yes points.
Rob Hubel.
Californication.
Yes, points!
That's all I want. Yes, points. Ready? Rob
Hubel. Californication. Yes, points!
That's all we need. Yes, points. Californication. Yes, points. You know, that's my goal for us. What else? Oh, I got something else. Jenna and I have been together, not married, but have been together for like 7 years now. Fucking crazy, by the way. 7 years. What the fuck? Anyway, and her and I are big fans of Vanderpump Rules. So, naturally, and we're both kind of Team Sandoval. I know that's unpopular opinion. Remember when that was the thing? Unpopular opinion. Cheese sticks suck. That's so fake, by the way, because cheese sticks rock. Dude, I murder cheese sticks. And that's a fact. Unpopular opinion. You know. Mine would be like, unpopular opinion, ketchup is overrated. And then people would be like, oh yeah. Or, that's it. That's the tweet, you know? Fucking Nick Cage. That's it. That's the tweet. Oh, man, I love dumb internet trends. Where were we going with this? I'm not even going to be able to walk this one back. I don't know where we were. I'm sorry. Fuck. We were talking about unpopular opinions. But, oh, we are going to walk this one back. Because daddy's got a good memory. Unpopular opinion is that we are on Tom Sandoval's team. So, he's coming to Lakewood. So, I got us the meet and greet package. We're going to go see Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras do a fucking cover band show. And we're going to rock. We're going to roll. We're going to rock out with our cock out. We're going to jam out with our clam out. And sky's the limit, dude. We're just going to do a podcast and go up, bro. Meet and greet. Hey, Tom, will you come on my podcast? No, I can't. It's part of my fucking deal that I have with Bravo. Oh, cool. I just wanted to say that I'm a really big fan of you. And Ariana's a bitch. That was a clip. That was actually jokes. All right. The gig's up, guys. I actually recorded that. I recorded this way after the show. And you guys are hearing it first. That was my interview with Tom Sandoval. And, you know, like, it's pretty cool that he's been on the show, and I got that clip of him saying he couldn't do the podcast because of his Andy Cohen won't let him. Daddy Andy won't let him on the podcast. So that was a really cool clip. And then that was like also a clip of me fangirling out and just having my hopes crushed, but also still wanting to let him know that I support him. So you guys heard it here first, and you heard it here first because the show hasn't happened yet, and that's the inside scoop. And until next time, peace.